Your walk with God is personal. A Bible study on individual accountability and choosing Christ over everything. Introduction. One of the biggest misconceptions people have is this. I'm good because my family knows God. I grew up in church. My grandma prays for me, so I'm covered. But the truth is, your relationship with God is personal. Nobody can live for God for you. And when it's all said and done, you will stand before God by yourself, not with your family, not with your friends, not with your church group, and just you. That's why your walk with God has to be real. You will stand before God individually. The Bible makes it clear in Romans chapter 14, verse 12. Yes, each of us will give a personal account to God. New Living Translation version. That means you can't blame your environment. You can't blame your family. You can't say, this is how I was raised. At the end of the day, God is going to deal with you about you. Following Jesus will bring division. Jesus said something that surprises a lot of people. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 to 36, don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. That sword represents division, not violence, but separation. Jesus goes on to say, even members of your own household may be divided. Why? Because when you truly live for God, not everyone will agree. Not everyone will understand. Not everyone will accept your change. Your loyalty must be to God first. Jesus also says in the Gospel of Luke chapter 14, verse 26, if you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else by comparison, your father and mother. This does not mean literally hate your family. It means your love and loyalty to God must come before everyone else. Then in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek the kingdom of God above all else. That includes family, friends, relationships, opinions, traditions. God comes first, period. Don't follow family traditions over God's word. Just because something is passed down, accepted in your family, or how we've always done it, does not make it right. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking. In simple terms, don't let people pull you away from truth just because it's tradition. Sometimes you have to separate to stay saved. This is the hard truth. If people, even family or friends, are tempting you, pulling you back into sin, mocking your walk with God, refusing to respect your change, you may have to distance yourself to protect your relationship with God. This isn't about pride. It's about survival, because influence matters. Modern day analogy. Let's say there's a guy named Oliver. Oliver used to live a worldly, reckless lifestyle. He was the one taking everyone to the nightclubs, encouraging others to smoke weed, drinking, partying, living reckless. But now, Oliver gives his life to God. He starts changing, stops doing what he used to do, starts praying, starts going to church, starts living different. Now his old circle of friends, even some family, that start saying that he is acting different now. He's too holy now, that he's the same one who taught everyone how to do all the sin that they do. They tempt him by enticing him to relive some of the old memories just one more time. Now Oliver is at a crossroads. He can either go back to being accepted by people, or stand firm and stay right with God. Because the truth is, everybody won't celebrate your growth. Some people only knew the old version of you, and they're uncomfortable with the new one. Conclusion: your walk with God is personal. You can't live off your family's faith. You can't hide behind tradition. You can't follow people over scripture. At the end of the day, you will stand before God alone. So you have to make a decision. Will you choose comfort or will you choose Christ? Because following Jesus may cost you relationships, acceptance, and even connection with certain people. But what you gain is greater: truth, purpose, salvation, and eternal life. Main takeaway: your relationship with God is personal, and you must choose Him above family, friends, and tradition, because one day you will stand before Him alone.